Hello, stations. Today's story is DMV prepares for next step in anti-fraud effort. It is 1 minute and 25 seconds long. There are two actualities within the story, and I've included them separately at the end, along with two additional actualities. Suggested lead, the 2005 Oregon legislature passed a law intended to reduce fraud in driver licensing. The state's Driver and Motor Vehicles Division is gearing up for the change. Shelley Snow has the story, and it comes to you in 3, 2, 1. Before long, when you go into a DMV office to renew your driver license or get an ID card, you'll walk away with a temporary card, not the permanent one we're used to getting.
Instead of having cards produced at all the 64 field offices, a central location will produce them and mail them, just as they do in Washington and California.
DMV spokesperson David House said it's called centralized issuance, and it's part of a 2005 law aimed at eliminating fraudulent activity. How? Well, just like now, you'll get your photo taken at the field office, but then it will be compared to all other photos DMV has on file. DMV can only issue a card if facial recognition software finds no matching photo under another name. If it does find a match, DMV is required to provide the information to law enforcement. And all this activity takes time.
People should be prepared to carry additional ID for those few days that they have the interim card, because businesses and government agencies that ask for ID may ask you to show something in addition to the interim card.
House said the move to centralized issuance should be complete by the end of the summer. And that's when DMV can move on to the next step, installing the facial recognition software. Everything is on track, he said, to have the program up and running by the legislation's July 2008 deadline. From ODOT headquarters in Salem, I'm Shelley Snow.
Instead of having cards produced at all the 64 field offices, a central location will produce them and mail them, just as they do in Washington and California. People should be prepared to carry additional ID for those few days that they have the interim card, because businesses and government agencies that ask for ID may ask you to show something in addition to the interim card. What this means is when you go to the DMV to renew your driver license or to get an original driver license or ID card or a replacement for one that you've lost or had stolen, you will get an interim card during your visit. The switch to centralized issuance makes it possible for DMV to implement a 2005 law that requires facial recognition checks before we issue a permanent driver license.